of the draft convention, as we believe that it is absolutely necessary within our current climate to uphold the right to development. Seek Human Rights Group believes that there is a tendency among all humans to seek universal uniformity in ethics, in political order, and in worldviews. It is also evident amongst the international human rights community and prominent international organisations and agencies who are striving to protect human rights. In other words, there is a tendency, especially amongst the latter, towards adopting universal language, especially when it comes to acknowledging, comprehending, and describing diversity. Consequently, there is a limited prism for which the many issues surrounding diversity can be readdressed. Where we believe the draft convention could be advanced is by ensuring that the language is adopted, or adopts rather, pluralistic language rather than universalistic language. Seek Human Rights Group believes that there will be a better encompass of all cultures and groups of people all over the world. In other words, we fear that it will mean that the language of the convention and declarations limit the people that it addresses within the United Nations. Therefore, we need to start listening to cultures from all over the globe and start to recognise how different they all are. For instance, Indigenous peoples in Africa have a very different relationship with issues around diversity compared to those living in cities in Europe. Therefore, the convention can not only speak to one culture and one group of people, it needs to use language that speaks to an entire planet. As Sri Lanka stated in the general statements, we cannot leave anyone behind. We fear that if the United Nations continue to use universalistic language, then we will leave people behind, cultures behind, and voices behind. We also stand with the statement made by the Women Federation for World Peace International. The right to development is more than just a right, but a hope for life for certain communities around the globe. We therefore need to ensure the language adapted by the United Nations is inclusive of all. To further advance the right to development, we need to be motivated to change. However, in order to do so, we need to recognise that motivations from each state and each culture is very different. Therefore, we need to start adopting a more pluralistic language, then believe that it will tackle issues around diversity in a better and more effective way. Thank you very much.